Recycleco's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recycleco Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recycleco.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recycleco, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to goldradio.fm. Available online at housestreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to goldradio.fm, podcasting in 0.9999 fine. I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Jim Willey, founder of the Hat Trick Letter online at golden-jackass.com. Jim, welcome back to goldradio.fm.
Well, it's good to be back. We are in the middle of some pretty hectic times. I'm both excited and quite worried, to tell you the truth. This is a historic time. We are in the middle of a gigantic shitstorm, and it's becoming quite clear to the majority of the public that we're in trouble, but I don't really think they have a good grip on the depth of the problem. I think they see it as more a political issue with some economic implications, when instead it's an entire systemic issue without much in the way of resolution in any kind of an immediate manner. So anyway, that's just kind of a quick mention. I think that, oh gosh, it's so hard to put in word. This is surreal. This is a once-in-a-century event, where the global currency reserve is being fractured and in need of a reform. But given the nature of our leadership, there's no reform possible. No reform is possible. None at all. No reform is possible.
Jim, how are things going at the Hat Trick Letter, and how can people subscribe?
Things are going great guns with the Hat Trick Letter. I've never been more popular, not exactly for my personality, but for the quality of the forecasting and the analysis and good sources of information. And, you know, I just got a compliment the other day. It was really nice. Some guy said, Jim, I have a certain friend who's got some information, and he, like you, doesn't get much wrong, and whatever seems wrong simply hasn't happened yet as it's unfolding quietly. Yeah, that's a wonderful compliment to receive. My website is called www.golden-jackass.com. It is the Hat Trick Letter. The name is irrelevant. It's the website, golden-jackass.com, and it's the only newsletter on the site. It also offers consulting opportunities, and those are going quite well, especially this year. I've never been busier with the consulting calls. A lot of people are worried about their life savings and certain pension-type tax-protected funds. I've been helping people protect millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, I have a saying that there's no such place that offers perfect security within the U.S. system, but there are places that offer a lot more security than the biggest of the banks. So let's move along. We got a lot of ground to cover here.
We have a questioner from a listener and a great fan of yours, Desiree. She asks, if the CIA and NATO control the drug trade, who controls the drug money accounts? What is the flow path for the money from street level through the big banks? And where does the money end up, and what's it used for?
Well, just imagine. This is hard, but imagine that there's money. You got to divide this into two areas. I'll try to be brief, but it's hard. There's the European, and then there's the American hemisphere. I'll cover the American hemisphere first because it's the simplest. You got Colombia, you got Honduras, and Cuba, and Mexico, and they're all running drugs, and their banks are moving money with money laundering. And there are a couple more countries in there like Panama, etc. They're moving money, they're moving drugs. I don't see a great deal of interruption in the American hemisphere. One big change in the last several months is that there's a lot more emphasis with Cuba as a new kid on the block for doing money laundering, and look at it as, say, the Castro regime seeing an opportunity, taking advantage of it, and improving in their mafia cartel profiteering. The other area is Europe, and Ukraine is responsible for the great majority of Ukraine is responsible for the great majority of European money laundering and trafficking of all kinds. And I mean by that drugs, that's just narcotics, amphetamines, there's also adrenochrome blood, there's human organs, white women, biolab viruses, bioweapons, and more. Okay, Ukraine is the main area. So if that got interrupted, I guess the question is, where'd the money go? Well, it got interrupted. It didn't go anywhere. The bigger question is, who got the snafu? Who got the big interruption and the gigantic impact of the drug money, which could be as much as, say, 50, that's 50 billion, B as in boy, $50 billion a month. Where'd it go? Well, it used to go to the Swiss banks, and that was responsible for the Credit Suisse interruption and gigantic problem that resulted in their bank failure and the recent recovered acquisition merger with UBS, which is really a bad marriage because one side is dominated by dirty money accounts, the other one is dominated by wealth management. And neither one is perfectly clean, but Credit Suisse was a lot dirtier than UBS. Okay, so it's not like the money got rerouted. It was hijacked exiting Ukraine and got taken over into Eastern Europe black markets. No, the money got stopped. So the buyers of drugs, the buyers of organs and bioweapons, suddenly had no delivery. So there was no payment because there was no delivery. Everything got stopped. My focus for 3 months has been on Credit Suisse, and it's not been in the news much in the last month or so, maybe even a little more than a month. But for instance, back in I think April, the Swiss Parliament refused a $100 billion credit line to make sure that the merger between UBS and CS, Credit Suisse, would go through, it, and that was not passed. But something happened. I think pressure was put on the parliament, telling them that the entire world would fall apart without this dirty money coming through, so they're making it happen. It's not like the money ended up somewhere else. It got interrupted. I mean, imagine you're trying to buy... let's just make up something. You and your friends are trying to buy a pound of marijuana, and it costs a couple thousand dollars, just for an argument. And you got your money ready, and the entire chain with that, say, Arizona moving van with the false bottom, everything just got interrupted. Well, you're holding your money, and you got no delivery of a pound of marijuana. So what do? It's not like the money went elsewhere. You got your $2,000 ready. Well, where'd it go? It's in your pocket. You got to look for another buyer. I mean, another delivery. You need to find another vendor. You need to find another delivery. You got your $2,000. Didn't go anywhere. It's in your hand. Okay, that got interrupted. So on the other side, you know, the Arizona Mafia, they did not deliver on their pound of marijuana, along with a lot of others, but you're one person. So the moving van company didn't get their cut. The Arizona Mafia and the Mexicans didn't get their payment, and you're holding the money, okay? It all got interrupted.
The CRTC, the Canadian Television and Radio Commission, is asking people for their thoughts on the just-passed Bill C-11 in Canada, the Internet Censorship Bill. Do you have any thoughts for the CRTC? And the CRTC is also looking at banning Fox News in Canada.
Well, I don't have too many thoughts. Your country is run by the Chinese Communist Party in Canada. Your Ottawa Parliament has no loyalty or responsibility to the people. If you have an opinion on censorship, then give them your opinion, but I don't think your opinion matters. And by the way, you gave up your guns. Notice they don't try that kind of shit in the United States. Let's move on.
The Dow's getting close to new highs. Are we likely to see new highs in the Dow ahead?
Well, maybe. To me, it's an issue of, are interest rates going to come down? Are they going to reverse their interest rate hikes? And this is very complex inflation. They're not trying to reduce price inflation and subdue it. They're trying to prevent a treasury bond auction, and they just had a semi-failure in the U.S. Treasury book, and this is a real nightmare. But they try to, oh gosh, it's hard to describe in a quick sentence or two, but they're trying to pave the way for a halt in the interest rate hikes by saying that we're likely to see in the next few months a reduction in price inflation. Well, that's fine. That'd be nice, and I would expect that because the supply chain is eventually going to come back and be replenished and restored with some remedy. But the issue is preventing a treasury bond auction failure from not offering an adequate reward for buying a bond from a government that's already in a debt default. And you heard that correct. The U.S. government is in a debt default. We have defaulted on our debt, and we're keeping it all a big secret. So if they do reverse, Jim, and cut interest rates a little bit, you're going to see a stock market rise, I think. I don't know about a bond rally. I don't know, because it might become more obvious that we're in a debt default and a bond default and a U.S. government debt default and a bank failure situation. So watch the U.S. government debt, watch the treasury bonds, watch the big banks in the United States and Canada. They're all in deep trouble and cannot be fixed. So, yeah, if they reduce interest rates, we could see another rally in the stock market. It'd be a wonderful thing, because behind it is a dollar denomination that is increasingly meaningless.
What's the latest on gold and silver?
You can bite silver, and it will react with your tooth marks. And silver is very shiny and conducts electricity very well. There's another movement apart from that. I'll just comment on price. I'm not sure you're interested in price, because the latest on gold is that you can bite it and it's very shiny. If you're going to ask general questions, I'm going to be sassy in my response. The BRICS nations, I think, are going to create a new gold and silver price. They're going to face obstacles, they're going to face threats, and they're going to endure infiltration. But I think the BRICS nations are going to create a very gigantic critical mass, and unlike the COMEX, where there's not much gold and silver that moves, the BRICS nations are going to create a gold and silver market with a price where there's actually metal in movement. I'm expecting the BRICS nations will create a gold and silver price that will be quite a bit different and higher from the COMEX and the London market. It's going to be exciting. Eventually, I think it'll be hard to ignore the COMEX, aka the CRIMEX, but eventually the market would be dictated by those players that deliver metal without naked shorting. I expect we're going to see a divergence with gold and silver in a new market for the BRICS. It's going to diverge higher for gold and silver. I don't have it all worked out, but there's going to be a tremendous amount of dumping of treasury bonds and buying of gold. They're going to create a market and a price that actually results in clearing the supply and attracting supply. And that's something that COMEX in London have no interest whatsoever. Their interest is keeping the price down and producing whatever corruption is necessary to accomplish that.
Your thoughts on the real estate market as we head into the second half of the year?
I'm expecting a real estate market crash for both commercial and residential. We're starting to see it in a big way on the commercial side. We're starting to see banks collude and not roll over commercial mortgages. We're seeing a pullback in offered residential homes for sale. We're seeing a pullback by the banks in offering mortgages for offered homes for sale, properties, and it's only going to get worse. I advised clients in consult calls starting last autumn of 2022, don't try to sell your property right now. It's not a good time. Or, you know, reduce your price, get rid of it at whatever value you can, but don't buy a property. Absolutely do not buy a property, because you'll be looking at being 30 to 40% down in 1 year. I think that turned out to be a pretty good call. We're in, I think, for a bigger real estate decline than what we saw in 2007, 8, and 9. It's going to be one of the worst real estate crashes in history, and it's going to be made worse by a lot of people who are vaccine damaged and a lot of people who are dead from taking the vaccine like utter fools.
What is fifth generation warfare?
This is hard to define quickly, and I admit that I'm not a student of this, but I am an observer. Fifth generation warfare, I don't know why they call it fifth, but I'll just describe some of its aspects. It's a war that has many, many sides to it. It's a war where the general public doesn't realize that they're victims in the war and policies are being directed against them in the war, but they don't even know they're in the war. There's a lot of Sun Tzu tactics, which means tactics whereby one country with an advantage will allow the other country to experience extreme duress, hardship, and losses based on their disadvantages. So in other words, don't get in the way of a country that is in decline. Don't get in the way of a country that's bankrupt and heading down hard. There are many different dimensions to fifth generation war. I don't know that there are five, but generally there's a lot of conflict. There are a lot of layers, and the principal characteristic is that people like my sister, a good person, working hard, smart person, doesn't even know she's in the middle of the war. She knows that the vaccine is designed to harm her. She did not take it. She knows that other fools have taken it, and they're sick all the time. But she doesn't realize that there's far more than a vaccine that's attacking her. It's poison in the food. It's smart meters. It's 5G radiation. And a lot more. So it's generally war where most people don't know if they're right in the middle of the crossfire, so they don't take much in the way of defensive maneuvers.
What's the latest on Russia-Ukraine?
Okay, again, it's a very open question, Jim. I'm going to do my best on these very vague open questions. The Bakhmut battle is done. The depleted uranium warehouse depot was blown up. The Russians warned the British not to resupply, and now the moron cabal group in Washington, or wherever they're located, Atlanta, I hear, they've decided to replenish some of the depleted uranium for Ukraine. The depot in the northeast area of Ukraine that was blown up was far more than depleted uranium. I believe it was a depot for chemical weapons and maybe even micro nukes. So what we might have seen was the biggest depleted uranium and dirty nuke bomb in human history. That's what I believe happened. Bakhmut, on the other hand, was the last stage, the last stand, and, you know, true to form, the Western press, the MSM, mainstream media press, has been reporting that very close to 180 degrees wrong and corrupt. The Russian Wagner group was not on the run. They did not do bonsais. Bakhmut resulted in tremendous casualties, something like 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers, most of them poorly equipped, poorly trained, and dragged into there for the battle as a meat grinder. I believe we're seeing the final steps. There's not much left for the Russians to destroy. And I just saw this past week a graveyard of NATO tanks. It was a picture of about 20 different tanks, all with their metal, you know, strewn and twisted, blown up tanks. The Russians are producing probably the most lopsided wartime battle victory in modern history. I mean, like 500 years. And the press is calling it the Russians on the run. Everything you see in the press in the West is between 160 and 180 degrees wrong. And for those people who don't have a mathematical ability, that means almost directly wrong the opposite side. I'm thinking that this is almost over, but I've been thinking that for a couple months. I would personally like to see more NATO arsenal delivered to the front so that it could be wiped out, destroyed, and have the NATO arsenal completely 100% depleted, never to be resupplied. I want NATO to be dissolved. It is a travesty of an alliance.
Are you seeing any signs of the deep state being taken down?
Well, yeah, I really don't want to go into many details, but yeah, there are a number of arrests. There are a number of different bank accounts that are being sacked. Their Ukraine money laundering center has been shut down. Seems like to me the Biden show is just has for its treason and sale of documents to foreign nations, including China. That seems to be reaching a climax. I'm amused by the latest Trump arrest orders. Not a single one has stuck. They've all backfired, yet they continue. One of the vectors is the treasonous document, classified document sales. And that's one of seven different vectors that I look at, you know, like the banks, the bonds, the BRICS development, the non-dollar production. The political treason with the Biden show, and it's his whole family, looks like it is joining the other vectors and pointing to something in the next 2 or 3 months. I just saw a really good, not a cartoon, but, you know, captions that were written off an actual picture. And it had Obama with his arm on Biden's shoulder looking at something on the table. And Obama said, "I sure hope your son's laptop PC does not have Michael's penis on it." Okay, so we're getting to a climax. The deep state is being taken down, but I'm very concerned about their doomsday devices.
Does King Charles III have any power over the U.S.?
I don't think so, and I don't think that's King Charles. I think it was a double in order to capture the, reclaim the approximately $15 trillion worth of British royal assets. They needed a good figure in there for signing on contracts. They needed a good figure in there for a fake coronation. And most of the people bought into the lunatic charade that occurred. I don't think he's the king. I think he's a man that the cabal produced in order to reclaim the British royal assets. And during the coronation ceremony, there was a figure, probably a man in a hooded sweatshirt, a hooded outfit, and he ran across the back of the stage. And I think that's a symbol of the Grim Reaper warning this clown imposter, King Charles, warning him, do as you're told or you're going to be killed. Okay, you know, enjoy the show. King Charles, I've got a left side, right side picture of the two Charleses. They're not the same man. You know, if you're a dumbass and you buy all the bullshit that's out there and you swallow it whole, you know, good luck. You're just so clueless, it's pathetic. But if you're a Hat Trick Letter subscriber from Golden-Jackass, you're well aware that this is a great show with a lot of doubles. King Charles is not the same guy. Governor Newsom of California is not the same guy. It's all a show. So you dumbasses, you can swallow it whole, or you can join my newsletter and wake up to a reality that is really quite amazing.
We'll have more with Jim Willie right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willie. Jim, do you think the mass migration into the U.S. and Canada includes any Nazi sympathizers?
No, it includes something that's just as bad, though. It's people who don't have much of any education, who are willing to fight as mercenaries, people who are willing to disrupt U.S. and Canadian cities and be paid for it. But to accomplish the goals of the fascists, I tend to call them fascists more than Nazis. Our leaders are New World Order fascists. The mass migration is a quiet invasion. I'm quite amazed that the U.S. military is permitting it. I think that over half the U.S. military is corrupt and dirty. I never thought that 2 years ago, but that's one of my big changes in perception. At the time of the, like, say, early 2021, I thought 85 to 90% of the U.S. military was honest and decent and loyal to the Constitution. Now I think it's not quite 50%.
What percentage of the U.S. population do you think is made up of illegal migrants?
About 10%, maybe 15, call it 12. It's 30 to 50 million now in a population of about 330 to 350. So call it 350, 50 million, that's 14%. I have a client who said to me, Jim, I live in Reno, Nevada, and on any Saturday you can see 20 of them on a street corner doing nothing. They've got nothing to do. And he said, they're not all Latinos. There's some Arabs in there. There's some Africans in there. They're Latinos for sure. But these are our unvetted immigrants who are probably on a welfare, who vote Democrat. So you Democrats out there who are listening to this, I think you're liberal effing morons. But I don't think there are very many liberal retards listening to this show. You have no idea. The liberal retards have no idea what's going on in our country. None whatsoever.
Can hospitals be compared to roach motels?
Yeah, I think very clearly, yes. They've got an agenda to follow the COVID protocols, earn their money, put on remdesivir for whatever problem is out there, and remdesivir suppresses the heart. I believe it's got an ingredient of snake venom. This is a very dire situation with the U.S. and Canadian hospitals. I would really like to see in Nuremberg, too, where we could have on trial 10 to 20,000 doctors and officials. People are going in, they're not coming out. Babies are missing, and it's an astonishing, revolting situation.
Could smart cities actually be kill zones?
Oh, I think definitely, yes. It's not going to just be for efficiency. It'll be efficiency and control. Control of people's movement, control of people's money movement, control of the food that is ingested, control the radiation levels, and control the deaths. I think the smart cities are going to be like large-scale roach motels. Eventually, with the smart cities, there's going to be a recognition that a lot more people entered than are actually living there, and then people are going to wonder where they go. Well, they went underground, and their dead bodies went somewhere else. We're not really sure what. I think the smart cities are going to become, in my opinion, fascist control and kill zones.
Do you think the MedBed program is real, and maybe can you explain what that is?
Well, the MedBed is a medical capsule that has two stages in it. One is to diagnose the problem. It could be a disease, it could be a missing organ, or a partially missing organ, or limb. And the second phase is to actually fix that. I don't want to get into a long discussion on MedBeds. I would prefer to rely on something that is quite important on this matter. I believe it is a military option. The development, production, and the distribution of MedBeds, and therefore there's very little information about them. And those who rely on internet-based information and journals for published information, they're going to be sorely lacking. I think this is a top-secret military operation, and those who don't believe that, well, just sit back and wait and see. I've got some pretty decent information that it's real. I've got some anecdotes that confirm various parts of the story. And I'll just leave it there.
Can the deep state just print themselves as much money as they want using computers?
Well, sure. But if the conventions and the standardization of money changes, then they're going to be holding, you know, toilet paper and Monopoly small type bills. I mean, take your Monopoly money, take a $500 bill from Monopoly game, and try to go buy some car parts. Try that. That could be what happened, but let me give a very serious side to this. I think that since the dollar has been so firmly rooted for like 80 years in the global financial system, and in the black market system, since it's so deeply rooted, any transition to a new currency system or a new standard is going to require, I think, 1 to 2 years. And we're about to start that period. And in that 1 to 2 year period, we're going to see a lot of changes, a lot of compromises, and a lot of shared arenas where, for instance, in the next 6 months, we might see the dollar, the Chinese yuan, the Russian ruble, the Iranian rial, and maybe XRP. All five share the stage. And that's how we get away from the unipolar financial world, and we enter the multipolar financial world. And side by side with that transition into the multipolar financial system will be a multipolar system for determining the gold and silver price. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a little tumultuous. There's going to be a lot of threats on both sides, not just the bad guys and the cabal threatening the BRICS. It's going to be the BRICS threatening the cabal as well. But if the cabal wishes to continue to print money, they're going to find that it's not going to be accepted in numerous different locations and windows because it's going to be known that it's dirty and without much value. So I believe what we're going to see is domains evolve on the planet where the U.S. dollar is honored with the United States, Mexico, Canada, England, UK, and Western Europe. And really, not much anywhere else. You try to spend a dollar in Eastern Europe, and they might say no. And there's a war going on, a war going on, where the euro dollar is under attack by the American banks. And let me describe that very quickly. It's much more going to be in the June newsletter for my golden-jackass.com site. But a euro dollar is a treasury bond or bill held in a European bank. And the American banks have said that they cannot transfer to the United States any longer. They are without value. There's a war going on where the U.S. banks are attacking the European banks, and it is the most complete epitome of a shark tank where two breeds of sharks are at war with each other. I expect to see European banks in a lot worse shape, a lot more quickly than in the United States.
Is foreign aid actually money laundering?
Well, the Ukraine war aid is precisely that. A lot of the money is going into the Davos Uberlord bank accounts, and a lot of the war material, weaponry, is going into the Eastern Europe weapon black market. I hear that its center is Albania. Harken back to 2004 when the Iraq Reconstruction Fund was produced and like $5 billion authorized by the Congress, and very little, if any, of that reached Baghdad for aid and reconstruction. The model is the U.S. military destroys a nation while the bankers destroy their economy through the currency, and then reconstruction funds are authorized by the U.S. Congress, and the great majority are stolen by the elites. It happened in Iraq, it happened in Ukraine. It's happened in Ukraine repeatedly. So yeah, it's money laundering.
In Canada, we have a record forest fire season. The government's saying it's climate change when in reality arsonists are being arrested for setting several of the fires. Do you think there's an evil plan to set fire to the world?
Absolutely. They've been doing a lot of sabotage. There were train derailments for 3 months in the United States. They had chemtrail poisoning. They've got all kinds of methods to destroy our environment. They've got confiscation of Dutch farms for nitrogen, nitrogen level violations. How stupid is that? Okay, we've got a movement, Jim, that is absolutely astonishing. They're trying to reduce carbon and reduce nitrogen, calling them pollutants, when instead they are vital ingredients to life on the planet.
What's China up to these days?
Oh, a lot of things. A lot of noodles. They love noodles. They still have not recovered from their Evergrande crisis. I believe there are two Chinas, and I think they both love noodles. The Chinese Communist Party is one big sector, and the Chinese Army Corporation is the other sector. They've done some experiments, I think about 8 or 10 months ago, where cyborgs in white suits tried to enforce harsh rules, acting like police, but they're actually cyborgs. So it's like an experimental ground, and they're trying to make it a test ground for a lot of things, like, you know, social credit scoring and just ridiculously strict rules for movement and purchases. I did a client consult in, I think it was March. It was with a Chinese woman, Chinese-born woman, and she married an American after coming to the United States by age 30. And she said, Jim, I've got a few friends still in Beijing and China, and they're all suffering rather badly. It's like the whole country is a prison camp. They're being ordered to comply with rules on purchases, rules for money access, rules for personal movement, like going visiting a friend in a nearby city. They're being governed by rules, harsh rules for vacations. And she said, there's a lot of suicide. So that's what's going on in China. They're doing the New World Order experimentation. It's not going very well.
What's the latest on the jabs and shedding or transmission?
It's becoming widely known now that even among some of the slowest, dumbest people in our society, that the vaccine with a double X was intended to do harm. A lot of people are realizing that they're sick, and those around them who took the vaccine with a double X are constantly sick. Edward Dowd has done a tremendous job of revealing that the United States, he's focused on the U.S., so you can generally take 10% and apply it to Canada. But he's estimated that about 5 million Americans are dead from the vaccine with a double X, and about maybe 50 million people. If you want to be conservative, call it 3 million dead and 30 million seriously injured and out of the workforce. So it's about 10% of the American population who are dead or seriously injured and out of the workforce. I tend to think it's probably between 15 and 20% dead or injured badly. So, you know, these are the people who are not going to be buying houses. These are the people who will be selling houses. These are the people who will be shopping less, vacationing less. And it's very tragic that so many people spent so little time examining the effects of the vaccine with a double X and examining the table of contents for the vaccine with a double X. My sarcastic summary quote is that most Americans and Canadians spend far more time being very careful about the contents of their marinating sauce for their steaks and meats than they are for the ingredients for what they put with the injection into their arm, trusting their doctors who have never really earned trust. I've got numerous stories that have piled up in my little head, and there's a great awakening that's coming from widespread awareness. The shedding now is becoming recognized as a danger to the unvaxxed people like me and you. The shedding is real. The shedding spreads spike proteins. It inhibits various bodily functions. I don't want to get into it all right now, but the transmission is real. It's being recognized as real, and it's being recognized as harmful. I give a lot of credit. They don't deserve a Nobel Prize. They deserve a Nuremberg hanging with confiscation of assets.
When history books look back at today, do you think these times will be referred to as the Great Genocide?
It depends on who wins. If the bad guys prevail, it'll be known as the Great Pandemic. If there's a mixed result, it'll be known as the Eugenic Wars. And if the good guys win, it'll be known as the Great Genocide.
What's Mel Gibson up to these days?
He's going to be producing a four-part series about child trafficking and sex slavery. And I wish him well in the full armor of God. He's on a mission from the Lord. I think he's probably a Christian. He knows his risks. He's been threatened many times. He does not back down. So we have a movie called The Sounds of Freedom with Jim Cazaville in it. I think it's going to have a big struggle to get to movie theaters. And if it does get to movie theaters, it'll be evidence that the Hollywood and the movie production business has lost a great deal of its power. I think instead, it's very likely to be one of the biggest online movie hits in history, Sounds of Freedom. People are buying it now. They're going online to buy it and have a delivery with a date. Apart from the Sounds of Freedom is the Mel Gibson project, and he's promoting it reasonably well. Let's see how it goes. July 4th is the planned launch date. That's not far away. It's less than a month. I hope he gets full protection from the Lord. He'll need it. They're going to try to kill him. They're going to try to infiltrate. They probably already have for a couple of years. And he knows what he's up against. He's been probably the single most figure to expose and promote what the cabal does with children. Our role as humans, good humans, is to promote the growth and development of little kids and to enjoy that process. And I do immensely. Not just with my own. I see little 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds in the mall or in a street waiting for something like their father to come pick them up. And I just see them running around like little kids, lunatics, having fun, chasing each other. But I marvel at their learning. I marvel at their observations. We're supposed to enjoy them and to nourish them and to develop them. We're not supposed to kill them.
In psychology, how powerful is denial?
Well, you're asking a guy who in 1987 went to drug rehab for a pretty serious marijuana problem. I learned a lot about denial, and it's not as simple as you think. There are many levels to denial. There are many types of denial. I don't want to get into the whole thing because that's not what the show is all about, but it's not just as simple as saying, well, I don't have a problem. It's not that simple. You can minimize it. You can lie about it and deceive. You can substitute. You can paint a nice picture when really it's a sickening picture. I'll give you one example of denial because I believe that those who took the vaccine with a double X, many of them are in the middle of very serious denial that they have indeed given themselves a slow motion suicide. My college roommate, Bruce, from the Northeast, was a liberal, a New York Times moron. There was never a plate of bullshit delivered by the New York Times without Bruce swallowing it whole. He bought every one of their plates of bullshit. I called him an idiot for the last 15 years. But we had a big argument last July. I told him, if you continue to follow your doctor's advice, you're going to be dead within a year. I was wrong. He was dead in 5 months. He told me I was reckless, that I needed to get the best protection I could. I said, why would I need protection against something that's 99.7% recoverable from my basic immune system? And he said, Jim, you got bad information. I said, Bruce, you have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea the medical data fraud. You have no idea the death path that your doctor has put you on, and you are in full denial. You don't even understand what he's telling you. When he mentioned to you that in the last several months you've developed an immune disability, you've developed a weakened immune system, I said, Bruce, you've got vax-induced AIDS. He laughed in my face, but here's the great denial. 3 months ago, his widow contacted me because they had a celebration of life ceremony for my friend Bruce. I said, I cannot come, but Julie, I hope you're not vaccinated. She said, Jim, I realize that the doctors, some are corrupt, some are not effective, and the medical sector is full of horror stories, but I'm glad I'm vaccinated. I said, Julie, you're an idiot like Bruce, and the same fate of death awaits you if you continue to get boosters. She said, Bruce loved you, Jim, and I will continue to get the best protection I can. So there's your denial. They know that the doctors are somewhat spotty. They know that the medical sector is corrupted and a nightmare, in her words, but she's glad she got vaccinated. And I call it with the double X. The double X is to wipe out her life. When she dies, she'll be in denial to the end. She may accelerate her boosters because the denial is as powerful as alcoholism. That is my conclusion, Jim. Nobody wants to admit, oh my gosh, I just killed myself. I put myself on a deadly one-way path of the dead end. I give a lot of credit to Eric Clapton and a few others who openly spoke about the damage and the regret from taking the vaccine with a double X. Let's watch to see what Jamie Foxx, that Academy Award winning, excellent, tremendous black actor, let's see what he has to say. He suffered some paralysis and deep damage, brain damage. He might not be able to talk. If he's able to talk, he will speak without ever shutting up. He's got one of the biggest flapping mouths in Hollywood, and I love him. I like all of his movies, including a very, very strange one, you know, not just Django's Unchained with Quentin Tarantino. That was a great movie. Weird movie. Notice that in that movie that he had sunglasses on. They didn't have sunglasses on 150 years ago. I liked them also in Baby. Oh, I can't remember the name. Baby and Crime. The Atlanta group of criminals led by Kevin Spacey. He was great. He was a bad guy in that one. But I tell you, the powerful aspect is denial, and no one's talking about vaccine denial. They talk about vaccine hesitancy. I don't want to take it. But what do they talk about the other side? The denial in admitting that they harm themselves. Unbelievable. Powerful.
Where is normie land?
New York and California.
What does it mean?
Normal moron. Every plate of bullshit is swallowed whole, and now the plate of bullshit that they're consuming is the lesbian, gay, trans, whatever, transgender, the new flag. It was displayed in the New York Met baseball stadium last night. There's a controversy in Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. So let them fight over that. Okay, you normie morons, enjoy your life. Support Anheuser-Busch, a.k.a. Trans-Heiser-Busch. The revenge of the people is going to be powerful, and it's going to be in the form of boycotts. You watch these woke companies destroyed one after the other.
What are zombie Borgs?
I don't really know. I know what a zombie is. I know what a Borg is. I haven't heard them put together. I regard most vaccinated with a double X people to be gradually on a path toward human zombie. They're gradually losing their intelligence and their cognitive abilities, and therefore becoming zombies, you know, parallel with the zombie banks insolvent. I mean, I know what an insolvent bank is, but what's an insolvent human? An insolvent human is a zombie who can't think. He can eat, he can poop, he might even be able to reproduce another zombie moron. Maybe not, because he could be sterile if he's vaccinated with the double X. But a zombie is somebody who doesn't really contribute much, walks around aimlessly. And the Borgs are the cyborgs. The cybernetic organism is what it means. It's kind of like a combination of a human and a robot. The Terminator, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's a cyborg. You know, a human skin, outer form, exoskeleton, they call it, and an endoskeleton of metal. But the zombie Borgs, well, maybe what they're driving at, Jim, is that's what the vaccinated people are going to be if their systems develop all the necessary internal antenna so they can be controlled by 5G radiation, and they'll lose their ability to be independent thinkers, and they'll be zombies. And they'll be Borgs by nature of their networked connectivity with other individuals who are vaccinated with the double X. I've got a new verb. I don't call it vaccinated. I was vaccinated when I was 4 years old, 3 years old. I went to Europe when I was a little kid. My father was a guest professor in Europe. It was a wonderful experience for me, and I remember a good deal of it. My older brother remembers more. I was vaccinated in a healthy way, so I call that vaccinate with a double C. I call these people vaccined, like killed, vaccined with a double X. This is really sad what's going on with gullible, stupid, ignorant people. There's a big difference between ignorant and stupid. Stupid is people who are given information and couldn't put it together. Ignorant is people who never really got the information and weren't with access. So they were like gullible and vulnerable. I focus much more on the people who have no ability of critical thinking but had all the information in front of them. I asked Julie, the widow of my dead college roommate, did you check the vaccine adverse reaction report? She didn't even know what I was talking about. So she did no research. She followed recommendations of people who have never really earned the right to make recommendations. Okay, this is what's happening to the species. I think it's going to get interrupted. I read recently that, golly, I don't know exactly where it was. I think it was in Scotland. I can't remember exactly. I, 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 don't hold me to it, but I think in Scotland there were several 5G towers that were destroyed. They were brought down to the ground and destroyed and burned. And I hope we see a lot more of that, because so far the only creatures on the planet that have attacked the 5G towers are birds in Europe, but also people in China. And it was primarily in Wuhan. They went after the towers. Here's a little tidbit for people to chew on. In Wuhan, there were no deaths outside the city limits, and outside the Wuhan city limits, there were no 5G towers. All the deaths were inside the Wuhan city limits, where they had 10,000 5G towers.
Where can people find out more about and subscribe to the Hat Trick Letter?
It's www.golden-jackass.com. I just completed my 19th anniversary, which means I'm now in my 20th year, Jim. I started this when I was 51 years old. Now I'm 71. I'm considered a veteran in the business, which is okay by me. People are beginning to recognize that I've got a long track record of correct analysis and forecasts and expectations. So I invite people to sign up for the newsletter. It's going very well. It's getting difficult to write because there's a very interesting quandary. Do I produce more evidence that things are broken, or do I focus on what's coming next, the remedy, the new platforms? I've chosen to focus on the remedy and the new platforms with some additional information on how things are breaking, because there are a lot of people in the United States, like two, two people. I had two women, this happened a month ago, same month, I think it was early May, two women did a consult call with me, and each one said, I want to do another one, but this is to be included with my husband because he's not coming around quickly enough. And I just want to say one of the absolute absurdities that I heard from one of the husbands was that if the BRICS nations don't honor the dollar, they're going to be isolated. And I said, how does 85% of the global economy become isolated? Wouldn't that really mean that the United States dollar realm of 15%, we would be isolated? And we got quite a bit of dead air. And I said, sir, you need to re-examine that, because there's a critical mass that's being developed and most Americans do not recognize it. He understood that the U.S. government debt was in trouble, too big. He understood that there was a debt limit controversy. He understood that the Treasury bonds were somewhat in trouble and the auctions didn't go real well sometimes. He did not understand monetizing our own debt. A lot of Americans still believe, Jim, that the king dollar is still king, and it is not. And it's going to mean, and this is where I gave them a warning and told them to watch. I said, watch in the next several months, difficulties at the Los Angeles and West Coast ports for import supply where they reject the Treasury bill as payment. He said, okay, I'll watch that, but so far all I've heard is labor union issues in Los Angeles. I said, yep, that's the lie. That's the plate of bullshit that you have swallowed whole. They're rejecting the Treasury bill and telling the American people it's a labor strike. They're rejecting the Treasury bill. And he said, well, let's see if we can find some proof of that. And I said, be careful about swallowing the U.S. financial news and plates of bullshit swallowed whole. It did not end well, that conversation, but that's okay. Anyway, golden-jackass.com. Sign up for the newsletter. I'm available for consult calls. And to help me out in a big way, as a couple people did last month, hit the sponsor button. Help me out. I'm on a mission. This is a mission from God. I am a soldier of the Lord. I am grateful to the Lord Jesus, and I pray that I continue to get protection from Jesus, and I wish I got more than what I have. So, it's funny. It's not weird funny. It's not hilarious funny. It's sad funny. When I get another event that harms me, I get more aid from Christian people. So I pray for the blood of Jesus to protect me and keep me going. We're on a mission. We are in a war. This is not just to save the planet from satanic rule. This is to save our species from satanic infiltration. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Guest has been Jim Willie, founder of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com. Thanks for being on goldradio.fm.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. GoldRadio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.